Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Afrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this morning, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you are tuned in on today as we have a great author who will be on the line momentarily, but I would like to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The morning star to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us. We were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask, will something be said or done to magnify who you are? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, so I'm so excited because we have an educator who's coming on the line. The educator has dealt with students and is a great teacher and a youth minister. And one of the things she does is write books. And one of her books is entitled Warrior, and the other book is Princess. And in these books, she began to minister to individuals who have suffered some type of turmoil. And she is going to explain to the listeners what she does, as well as the impact and influence that she has on students, as well as the community, with her gift of writing books. So I'm going to call Ms. Dunn in just a second.
Hello.
Hello, Ms. Dunn. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. This is Afrida Love from the Afrida Love Show. And I wanted to know if I could ask you a couple of questions concerning your gift of writing.
Sure.
All right. And you know we're on a recorded line, correct?
Yes.
All right. So the first question, can you please tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
I am a single mother of two teenagers. I'm a teacher. I have about 10 years worth of youth ministry behind me, and I've got my own story that kind of helps with the message that I'm trying to give.
Good. Okay. Now, when did you first begin writing?
I have always loved writing, but I would say it got serious about 2009.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting at my desk at work one day, and I just felt very strongly that the Lord was telling me I needed to quit my job and focus on writing. It was terrifying. I was a single mother then, too. And so I took that leap of faith, and God just was faithful to me.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Now, who inspired you to write, and what are some of your favorite, or who are some of your favorite writers?
Inspiration-wise, I love talking about the Lord, and I love seeing people find him and know him. I would say the writers that I fall back on when I need to read something good would be, I love the writings of Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I read a lot of C.S. Lewis. I think he was just an amazing guy with an amazing testimony of coming to Christ. Oswald Chambers. He's a really good writer. F. Scott Fitzgerald, more than anybody I've ever read, knows how to use the English language to paint in words, and he really inspires me to think outside the lines. And if we want to talk about more current writers, there's two books, and I've only ever seen these authors with each with their own one book. I don't know if they've written any more, but I've got a book by Tosca Lee called Demon, A Memoir, and I've read it over and over and over again because she's just an incredible, imaginative woman who wove a story about the fall of Satan in such a way that I just fall in love with it anew every time I read it. And then Miles Owens wrote a book called Daughter of Prophecy, and it stirs something in me every time I read it.
Oh, wow. That's good. It's good to have a plethora of books that you can fall back on and also get a word out of it, you know, get encouragement.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you've written two books that I know of. One book is entitled Princes, and the other one is Warrior. Let's talk about those books. Now, when we talk about those books, what is the inspiration behind those books?
Well, I committed to raising my kids alone until further notice, about 10 years ago. And Dr. James Dobson once said that a single mom can't raise a boy on her own. And it really upset me when he said that because I thought, well, I don't really have a choice. So what happened was, though, I became desperate and I started to pray. And I just gave my kids to God and I said, Lord, you are the father. And so I'm going to need some help here. And that sentence by him drove me to my knees many times over the years, but really helped me to push in to the Bible and to find things that will encourage my kids to get past their struggles. And so I would say their struggles, my struggles, kind of created these books.
Okay, that's good. And it's always good to have a personal, you know, testimony because individuals can relate to those things. It's good. Okay, so in reviewing your books, what would you say is the plot in the book Princes, if there is a plot? What would you say the plot is?
Well, Princess actually follows the princess plot. So it talks about every element of a princess's story and how it relates to us as women. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're not careful, you get the idea that a princess is this pampered thing. And that's not true. It's not true in any princess story. Actually, the princess is alone, abandoned, frightened, rejected.
Mm-hmm.
She goes through a lot of things to try to destroy her. She ends up in captivity. And she needs to be rescued. So the book is basically our story and how it fits into that plot. That, you know, at the end of the day, you are a princess. And it's everything that you've gone through in life is evidence of your heritage as a daughter of God. So it's really neat to talk about Jesus as our Prince of Peace. You know, and God is our King of Kings, but also is our Father, and to talk about happily ever after, because sometimes we're not happy, and we don't know when the last time we've been happy is, and we need that kind of encouragement to look at it from a different angle.
That's good. And speaking of looking at, you know, the book and the themes and plot in different angles, what would you say the turmoil is in the book Princes, and do you have an antagonist and a protagonist?
Well, it's largely nonfiction, so I would say, you know, you're the protagonist, and your antagonist is Satan and his armies.
That's right.
The other part of your question was?
Is there, like, you know, turmoil? What is it an inner struggle or outer struggle?
I would say both.
Okay.
So there are things that we go through in life that really just devastate us, whether it's abuse of any kind, sexual, physical, mental, divorce, things that we really just internalize, take personal. And then from that comes this internal struggle of not being able to accept ourselves because we don't know what we've done to create this turmoil, but we know or feel as if we know we've done something. So, you know, that inner turmoil actually is more of a battle than the outer turmoil, I think.
Right. Okay. So you indicated that your books are centered around spiritual tones. What would you say would be a scripture that's referenced in the book Princes? And it may not be referenced, but what is a theme from a scripture that may be referenced in your book?
Well, the book is very scripture laden. It's got it's more the Bible than my own voice, I would say, because I really think that's how we find healing. But one of the scriptures that I really just love is from Isaiah 61. It's verse 7. It says, "Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion, and instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. Mm-hmm. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours."
That's good. Wow, okay. Now, let's move to your other book. You have another book entitled Warrior, and this book is centered around the gentleman and the boys. So what's the plot of that book?
Warrior is basically every boy's journey with God, I guess, to be raised into a warrior, to fight battles, not only on their own behalf, but on behalf of everyone around them. I think that, you know, the world right now is really coming against our men, and I think men are amazing. I think they're creative in ways and daring in ways that women are not, just naturally. And I know that that goes against the grain of what society is teaching us right now, but the book was written to my son. He has endured his own trials and struggles, and I wanted to encourage him to, instead of allowing those things to defeat him and beat him down and cause him to feel like he's less than or incapable, that he would use those battles to be strengthened as God would have him to be a warrior.
All right, that's good. Okay. Now, in this particular book, The Warrior, what would you say would be a scripture? Because you said you wrote this book kind of personally for your son. What would be a scripture that you would tell your son that came out of this book?
I want to think my favorite one would be, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. For the pulling down of strongholds, in the casting down of imaginations, and everything that sets itself up against the wisdom and knowledge of God." And in that, I want my son to know that we are not equipped with things that this world gives us to respond to life. We are equipped with holy things and things that cannot be uprooted or tore down or destroyed in us, that God equips us. And when God's on our side, the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Right. That's good. I like that verse. Okay. Now, when you were teaching, because now you said you write books, but when you was teaching, how would these concepts be applicable to students of today? If you were speaking to teachers in a workshop, you know, what were some of the things that you would tell teachers to encourage students with?
I think it's important in today's world to remind our students that everybody's fighting a battle. You know, I know that we walk a thin line as teachers where we're not allowed to discuss the Bible with students unless they ask us specifically about things, and then even then we have to cover ourselves. But you can talk about scriptural things without being blatant about scripture, if I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can teach people empathy. You know, you can teach people that they can pursue the hard road in life. And I think that especially in today's classroom, we have to teach our kids, we have to get them back to caring about others, because our kids literally bully each other all day, every day. They get their kicks from that, and I think it's important to get back to empathy.
That's good. Yeah, that's good, because, you know, in schools, there are some instances where students can be mean to other students, and it's great for students to understand what that is, what empathy is.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you had one dream to make education better, what would that dream be?
I really would love to do workshops with teachers and encourage them to put relationships with their students first. I know that we are forced as teachers to think about data, and sometimes it's tempting to allow that data to drive our classrooms. But at the end of the day, I think it was Teddy Roosevelt that said, you know, to educate a man in his mind only without educating him in his morals is to educate a monster.
Right.
And we're putting a lot of those out on the streets these days. So I think if I could just encourage teachers to put their relationships with their students first, and also to be willing to allow students to make mistakes without writing them off. Because our kids, I mean, from birth on, they're continually remaking themselves. And I don't think anybody truly knows who they are until probably their 30s.
Right.
You make mistakes every day that you look back on and you think, why did I do that, you know? And some kids, they don't get the opportunity to get back up from that. And some of that's coming from the classroom.
Right. That's good. Okay. Now, is there anything else you would like to share?
I didn't really have anything on that one.
Okay. And how can individuals contact you or purchase your books?
Well, I'm on Facebook, so it's just Dawn Herbert. They can email me at dawnbherbert@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And my books can be found online through Amazon.
Okay. Great. And I'm going to also, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to send you an invite. We're going to have a virtual book festival, and you can bring your books and pitch your books. I'm going to get some publishers and things like that. If you're interested, I'll send you an invitation.
I am definitely interested. Thank you.
Okay. And please stay in touch. And if you have any new books coming out, let me know. Or if you have friends who are authors or speakers, please send them to me. I would love to
get it. Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, thank you, and stay in touch.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Dawn Herbert. And Ms. Dawn, as you all know, is an author, and part of her writing, matter of fact, all of her writing relates to the Bible, which is excellent. And so you know that it's a great book because it's scripture-based and it provides real-world experiences, things that are happening and battles that are occurring within society. So I want you to please check out Ms. Dawn. I'm going to also invite her to my virtual author book festival. So publishers, Ms. Dawn is interested, and so if you're looking for books to place in your inventory, I will send me an email, emonya_love@yahoo.com, and I will be sure to make sure that you receive an email. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/free to love. That's blogtalkradio.com/free to love. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please email at freetolove@emonya_love@yahoo.com. emonya_love@yahoo.com. Please be sure to do that. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for each person. Pray in season and out of season for everyone. It's very important that we pray for each person because the prayer of the righteous avails much. Be sure that you pray for yourself as well because everyone needs prayer. In addition to that, you heard me say that we're going to have a book festival. This will be a virtual book festival those who are interested in books. And so the number is infinity because it's online and as many people who want to attend can, and I'm going to invite some individuals, and I'll also post it online and things of that nature so that individuals can enter the virtual book festival. In addition to that, make sure that you check out my YouTube videos where I'll have many educational things such as special education, overrepresentation, different strategies, things of that nature. Be sure you check out Have Free to Love YouTube. Make sure that if you have friends or anyone who is a writer, actor, actress, producer, any type of gift that's positive, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have them on the ministry. In addition to that, I'm going to have some special guests who will be on the ministry pretty soon. So continue to follow blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Be sure to follow that. Also email me. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. We have over 8,000 listeners. And be sure you can connect with any of these individuals if you're interested in their gift. And thank you so much for tuning in. And be sure to tune in on tomorrow, God's will, as we will be speaking from A Spiritual Guide on the Go by Dr. Freedom Love. We will study some of God's Word. And then I will have some authors come on next week. All right, so be sure to connect with me. I'm also on LinkedIn under Afrida Love. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a blessed day. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love is that you are, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other.